This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont State College System got its first funding increase in nearly a decade this past legislative session, but the one-time appropriation won't solve the institution's long-term money problems. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the colleges are running out of places to cut costs.
Jeb Spalding is chancellor of Vermont State Colleges, and he went into the 2016 legislative session looking for automatic annual increases so his budget could keep pace with rising costs. He didn't get them. Spalding says he appreciates the one-time $700,000 increase that lawmakers did approve, but
doesn't change the fact that Vermont has very low overall state support for higher education, and that low state support translates into high tuition.
It also translates into a serious money crunch at the five schools struggling to thrive despite stagnant public funding. Sandy Noyes is a staff assistant for the Humanities and Writing and Literature departments at Johnson State College, where she has a range of duties.
Boss the faculty around and watch the budgets, which is a very sad, sad thing to be watching.
Noyes has been at Johnson for 23 years and now serves as vice chairwoman of the staff union's bargaining unit. Things have never been opulent at the college, Noyes says, but she says the money situation is tighter now than at any time in the past.
And now we've been cut down to even trying to make sure we don't buy too many pens or pencils or too much paper.
Noyes says course offerings, too, have diminished as a result of the revenue struggles.
So we've had to cut a lot of classes, so students get really frustrated with us. Some of them are calling it a bait and switch.
Spalding says the system has cut more than $2.1 million in payroll costs over the last 2 years, largely by not filling vacant positions. He says the search for additional savings continues.
We are looking for ways where we can centralize or consolidate administrative functions that are currently duplicated five times around the state of Vermont with a relatively low state population.
Spalding says focusing cost containment on administrative areas will leave the student experience largely unharmed. But Noyes says some administrative staff members are already feeling overburdened.
And we're just tired. We can only do what we can do, and that's what we tell the administration. That's all we can do.
Spalding says the push to reduce operational costs and increase public funding is about getting tuition to a price point that Vermont students can afford. Spalding points to two statistics he thinks are closely related. Vermont now has the lowest rate of college enrollment in New England, and in-state tuition at public colleges here is second highest in the nation. Of the 6,000 Vermonters graduating from high school this spring, Spalding says 2,000 have no plans for post-secondary education. For many of those students, Spalding says the high cost of tuition is what keeps them from enrolling.
That's a tragedy. You know, their lifetime earnings are going to be a lot less. Their health outcomes are going to be worse. They're much more likely to be on public assistance.
Spalding says he's optimistic that the one-time appropriation this year signals new appreciation in Montpelier of the college's revenue issues. He says he hopes lawmakers will follow up in 2017 with another increase in state support. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.